Last week, a grassroots relief effort was begun that has managed to bring much-needed food, clothing, and other necessities to some of the communities hardest hit by Sandy. As soon as the wind and rain began to clear, people from Occupy Wall Street began checking on their neighbors to see what was needed. One of the first places they went was a community-based organization in Red Hook called the Red Hook Initiative. There, Occupy Wall Street joined forces with 350.org and recovers.org, a web platform designed to match needs with volunteers and supplies. With Occupy providing the boots on the ground, Michael Primo, an organizer with Occupy Sandy, says the effort quickly expanded to other sites and other community-based organizations around the city.
We actually have over 20 relief sites set up around the city. We have two main distribution and volunteer intake points, which are in Sunset Park and Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. And those are the two main distribution sites from which we accept donations as well as volunteers that head out to now close to 24 recovery sites that are spread out through Red Hook, Coney Island, Staten Island, and parts of Queens, the Rockaways, Rockaway Parkway, and then Howard Beach into Brooklyn.
And what kind of relief are people able to get at the relief centers that you set up?
These relief centers, 99% of them are run, coordinated, and held down logistically by people in that immediate community. And people coming from other communities are really helping to assist the community building efforts that are indigenous to the particular communities, often held down by specific community groups like GOALS, like Red Hook Initiative. And what people are doing is we've been providing up to at least 2 or 3 hot meals a day to many of these sites. 2 days ago in the afternoon alone, we served over 15,000 hot meals. So we've been providing that level of relief for people who just need a hot meal in areas that have no electricity, little running water, definitely no stores and no access to ATMs or EBT or ways to buy things at local stores, which have also been decimated. We've also been distributing clothes, blankets, non-perishable food for people who have access to cooking facilities, as well as other goods that people are asking, baby products, toiletries, everything that people could need. We've been trying to like get people donated and get that out to the people that need it.
Why do you think Occupy has been able to respond in ways that are directly addressing the needs of people most affected by this, where some of the more traditional relief agencies have been slow to respond?
Over the last year, Occupy has really developed and strengthened a broad-based network of people, and we were able to quickly activate those networks to really have a very responsive, very community-based engagement with how we address rebuilding our communities in a long-term rebuilding process. And it really comes down to the lateral organizational structure, which many people chided for being a disaster, was really an asset. Being able to be horizontal and lateral allowed for a degree of nimbleness and agility that allowed us to really support a network style of organization. So rather than having a very hierarchical and vertical structure, we were able to empower people in their own communities to set up their own sites in their communities and then connect them through system communication to be able to distribute goods, volunteers, needs around a supply chain that moves laterally throughout the network. I keep joking that some grad student's going to write a great paper about practical application of network theory.
Where are you getting the relief supplies that you're distributing in the community?
It's really hard to tell exactly. They're just coming from everywhere. I think the bulk of it, at least in the first few days, I'm not sure in the last couple of days, but at least until Friday, most of the relief was all coming from the local area. Last Wednesday, we had people who were trick-or-treating for items, and people were knocking on doors in Bed-Stuy and the Upper East Side, and even in other parts of Red Hook where people would ask if they're all right, and people were like, oh, look, I have extra this. And just giving it over. People have been incredibly generous. We talked to one woman in Flatbush who was like, you know, my family lost everything in Coney Island, but here's a little bit of extra blankets that I had to go to somebody else to feed them. So the generosity is really flowing from everywhere. We've also set up on Amazon a wedding registry, which is kind of a creative way to really source really specific items that we need, like trash bags and generators and the really specific items to do the heavy-duty cleaning work that's required.
After the spring, many people were saying that Occupy was dead. Is this the proof that Occupy is quite alive and functioning on levels that people had never imagined?
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding, as they say, and this is absolute definite proof that the Occupy networks are alive and well, and this is the beginning of a new potential direction in social community grassroots organizing, where we live in a post-industrial world, and we need to reinvent and re-evolve how we organize our communities and how we mobilize to really serve the needs of our communities, to make sure that our communities are heard. And this is proof that we're only getting stronger, we're only learning more, and we're only a growing force.
The National Weather Service is saying that another storm, a nor'easter, is headed in our direction and may actually follow the same path as Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy. This will affect many of the same people who are already in so much trouble in terms of the resources that they have. Are you preparing for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've put out a call for very specific things like pallets, trying to lift things up off the ground at least. We're expecting, you know, as you said, those sort of 4 or 5 foot storm surges potentially. And so we're at our 520 Clinton Avenue distribution site. We're asking people to bring warm blankets and weather gear and things that make light and keep people warm to really deal with this storm that could come in snow or rain. Either way, it's going to be really brutal.
And where could people go to find out what they can do to help?
The best place to go is to OccupySandy.org, and from that website, we'll list all of those resources, as well as all the distribution hubs, and hopefully by the end of the day, there should be a mailing list on there where we will be able to better accept large donations of goods. And if you go to Amazon and search for the Occupy Sandy Relief Wedding Registry, you'll be able to see a full list of specific items that we need.
Michael Primo is an organizer with Occupy Sandy. Again, for more information about Occupy Sandy relief efforts and how to contribute, you can go to their website at OccupySandy.org.